9/11 was a triggering event, and as I was told, you need to understand, Tom, we are now under exigent conditions, and exigent conditions, another word for extraordinary, meant that we would have to meet it with extraordinary means, and if that means in secret violating the Constitution, so be it. If you've done nothing wrong, what's going to be, you know, a little erosion of your constitutional rights? That's what I was told. You have to remember, Trailblazer in some ways was, you know, the boondoggle of a bright, shiny object. Many billions were spent on that program. They doubled down after 9/11. The decisions that were made after 9/11, though, actually the more significant ones, is they rejected the in-house solution that had been developed over a period of several years, which not only provided superior intelligence, but fundamentally protected the Fourth Amendment rights of Americans, and in particular, absolutely adhered to the exclusive means by which you would conduct electronic surveillance against U.S. persons. That's anywhere in the world, by the way, not just domestic. And U.S. persons defined as U.S. citizens, resident legal aliens, or U.S. corporations. That was all abandoned shortly after 9/11. That legal regime, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which had been born out of the massive abuses by the U.S. government in secret against, this is even before we had FISA, but during the 60s and 70s, where the U.S. used its own instruments of power against dissenters, journalists, war protesters, and quote-unquote enemies of the state. 9/11, you just dispensed all that. I mean, there was criminal sanctions if you violated that statute, which was passed under the Carter administration in 1978. Mm-hmm. That legal regime of 21 years was simply tossed overboard. I haven't said this recently, but not only was the United States government in the wheels had come off the vehicle, we were in an entirely new vehicle, a vehicle that I did not recognize. Mm-hmm. And I was eyewitness, ringside seat, you know, right there on the playing field, as it were, observing and seeing the subversion of our own Constitution.